Bow fishing for carp, and I know folks who do it all the time, but then, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Bow fishing. I do it a couple times a year. It's not the regular thing, but they sell either reels or spools or whatever you want, big fiberglass heavy arrows with a little V on them to make sure that sticks and goes into the animal, and then you pull back, you know, shoot 20, 30 yards, depending on where their body is. Normally, you want to shoot at that crest that's coming out of the top of the water when they start kind of gathering together. Shoot kind of about an inch or two below that, so it refracts off the water, goes down and gets them, and hopefully you're going to have a hell of a fight because it's going to be on the end of your bow.
That's old buddy Randy King, executive chef and avid outdoorsman, talking about going bow fishing for carp and some of the equipment needs. He mentioned a reel, arrows, etc. that you need for this sport, and so I turned to Sportsman's Warehouse sales associate Keith McDowell and asked him about his experience. I found out that while not an expert in the sport itself, as always, Keith is full of thoughts and excellent analysis.
You know, I have never done it, but there were a few guys out there doing it. All the carp are in the shallows and potholes, although I don't think potholes is much deeper than 15 feet anywhere, really. But like I said, unfortunately, I've never really done it. But right now is an easy time to pick them off. They're pretty easy to see. I mean, they were surfacing all over and swimming all around us out there. So pretty easy picking for that.
I'm inspired. Are you? This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.